Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Leading off today, security researchers have discovered a previously undetected piece of malware affecting around 30,000 Mac users around the world, including the newest M1 Macs. Apple says that it has taken steps to prevent further spread of this Mac malware, which is known as Silver Sparrow. This piece of malware has been proven to be a perplexing piece of malware to security researchers for a handful of reasons. Silver Sparrow forces infected Macs to check a control server once per hour, and it includes a self-destruct mechanism, but researchers have yet to actually observe its malicious intent. So that is 30,000 Macs around the world are infected with Silver Sparrow, but Silver Sparrow hasn't actually done anything bad just yet. Apple says that it has revoked the certificates of the developer accounts used to sign this package, which prevents the attackers from infecting any additional Mac users. Apple also reiterated that Silver Sparrow has yet to deliver a malicious payload, and that all software downloaded outside of the Mac App Store offers industry-leading protection for users. For instance, Apple requires all software to be notarized, whether downloaded from the App Store or elsewhere. So one interesting tidbit about Silver Sparrow is that it runs natively on Apple's M1 chip. This doesn't mean that M1 Macs are specifically targeted, but the malware can equally affect M1 Macs and Intel Macs. This is a trend we expect to continue going forward as Apple continues its transition away from Intel. In other news, continuing our focus on security, amid the other new features in iOS 14.5, Apple has also implemented changes to how it secures the code running iOS. A report from Motherboard says that the changes Apple has made behind the scenes here will make it harder for hackers to develop zero-click exploits. The report cites multiple security researchers who believe all of these changes are designed purely for zero-click exploits. These are exploits that allow hackers to gain control of a user's iPhone without any interaction from that user. The change centers around a technology called pointer authentication codes, which is a cryptography security feature that Apple has used since 2018. With iOS 14.5, Apple has extended this security feature to something called ISA pointers. Essentially, this means that Apple is now using cryptography to sign these pointers, making it harder to access the code running iOS. One security researcher told Motherboard that this change is worrying many iPhone hackers because, quote, some techniques are now irretrievably lost. Apple confirmed to Motherboard that these changes will make zero-click exploits harder, but it clarified that the security of the device is dependent on dialing up multiple mitigations at once, not one specific item. So iOS 14.5, with this new security features and a handful of other changes, is expected to be released to the public sometime in the spring. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Do you want to get the numbers behind popular apps and games? This Week in Apps is a new newsletter from AppFigures that rounds up mobile insights and trends every week. It's data first with no fluff. You can sign up for free at appfigures.com/newsletter. This Week in Apps is a highlight of my inbox every Friday, and you don't want to miss out. That's appfigures.com/newsletter. My thanks to AppFigures for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. In January, Ming-Chi Kuo excited fans of Apple's Pro laptops with the news that the 2021 MacBook Pro would feature a new design, Apple Silicon inside, and the return of MagSafe and other connectivity options. The analyst has followed up with a report on that today to be slightly more specific. He says he now expects Apple's 2021 MacBook Pro to feature an HDMI port and an SD card slot. As a reminder, the current 16-inch MacBook Pro only features Thunderbolt 3 USB-C ports and a headphone jack in terms of connectivity. When Apple launched the new style of MacBook Pro in 2016, the idea was that offering 4 Thunderbolt USB-C ports would be sufficient for everyone. Thunderbolt 3 ports are high bandwidth and multi-purpose, so they can transfer data and transmit power and act as display outputs. But in order to connect to most peripherals, users have ended up needing dongles or adapters that convert the USB-C to HDMI or even traditional USB-A to support legacy accessories. Even 4 years on, the dongle problem remains a pain point for many MacBook Pro customers, so many users resort to carrying multifunction USB-C adapters with them and then hanging all of their accessories off of those. So it seems that Apple is willing to admit that it jumped the gun slightly, as signaled by the restoration of dedicated HDMI ports and an SD card slot for transferring photos off of cameras. But it remains unclear what the full lineup of connectivity on the new MacBook Pros will be. It seems unlikely that Apple will add two ports in addition to the four USB-C ports, but Quo does not detail the exact breakdown. Remember, too, that these laptops are expected to feature a MagSafe port for charging as well. For comparison, the 2015 MacBook Pro sported MagSafe, two Thunderbolt ports, USB 3, and a headphone jack on the left side, and another USB 3 HDMI and SD card slot on the right side. So this came to a total of 8 connectivity options on the MacBook Pro in 2015. The new MacBook Pro lineup is expected to launch in 14-inch and 16-inch form factors sometime in the fall. Not only are the machines highly anticipated because of these form factor changes, but also because customers will be able to experience Apple Silicon in higher-end CPU and GPU products. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.